Please join me in prayer. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Gong ai fa choy. Did I say it right? Welcome to the year of the sheep, or the goat, or is it a ram? Which one is it, anyway? The Chinese or Mandarin word is yang. It's a general word that could mean any of those, sheep, goat, or male sheep or goat, which is a ram, and it could even mean antelope. I read that most Chinese people don't really care. It was originally a goat because, probably originally a goat, because goats were most common in the Han Dynasty. But sheep are more common in Korea, and many people would rather buy a good luck charm that's a sheep because sheep are cute and soft. So you choose which animal. But if you will be turning 12, 24, 36, 48, 60, 72, 84, or 96 in the coming year, starting on last Thursday, then you were born in the year of the sheep or goat. Who out there was born in the year of the sheep? If you confess, we can guess how old you are. Don't be shy. People, oh, okay, Leo, he's a sheep person. And by the way, Leo is the one who designed the bulletin cover, so very appropriate for him to do that. People born in this year are generally believed to be calm and gentle. They tend to be shy, stable and sympathetic, with a strong sense of justice and kindness. They are not snobbish, and they prefer to be in groups or to work in a group. They tend to be healthier than others because they are so calm. Does that describe you? Last week, Hong Kong's chief executive, C.Y. Leung, broadcast a New Year's message to his people, urging them to be more like sheep in the coming year, that is, more mild and gentle, living peacefully together, and presumably not organizing any more protests. You may recall that the city of Hong Kong was shut down several months last year by people protesting for a more democratic process in picking Leung's successor. So you might imagine these New Year remarks were not well received by everyone. One university professor said that it seemed like Leung wanted the people to blindly follow what he says, like sheep following the shepherd, but that this is ironic because many people see him as the guy causing the conflicts in Hong Kong. Who wants to be a sheep when you're being led by a wolf? Some people say the sheep is the least desirable of all the zodiac animals, even less popular than the rat or the pig. Many parents don't want their child to be born in the year of the sheep. Yes, sheep are known to be gentle and kind, but gentle and kind people can also be indecisive, timid, moody, and weak. Sheep are raised to be slaughtered. So some people believe that those who were born in this year are destined for bad luck and failure. Recently in China, health workers reported a sharp increase in the number of people asking about C-sections and early deliveries, apparently to avoid delivering a child in the year of the sheep. But we Christians see things in a different light. We use the name of this least desirable animal as one of the names of our Lord and Savior. We call Jesus the Lamb of God. Now, this has nothing to do with the year in which he was born, but in many ways, Jesus was like a lamb or a sheep. Jesus lived a life of justice, mercy, and kindness. He welcomed those whom others despised and rejected. He taught his disciples that the poor in spirit, the meek, the merciful, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, They may seem to be unlucky now, but in fact, they are blessed by God. The kingdom of God belongs to such as these. In God's kingdom, power and success won't get you any special treatment. What counts is to trust God and to follow in the way of Christ, to be gentle with others and kind. As the prophet Micah wrote, God has showed you what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? Today, Fumio led us in reading from the prophet Isaiah, the song of the suffering servant. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by others, a man of suffering and acquainted with grief. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, he did not open his mouth. By a perversion of justice he was taken away, although he had done no violence and there was no deceit in his mouth. Many Jewish and Christian scholars believe that suffering servant in the passage refers to Israel as a whole, the people who serve God and are oppressed for it. Through their suffering brings blessing to the world. But Christians also recognize a prophecy pointing to Jesus Christ. Jesus was innocent, yet despised and rejected. When he was put on trial, he didn't try to defend himself, but he was silent, and he was killed like a defenseless lamb led to the slaughter. The Gospel of John writes that when John the Baptist first saw Jesus, he declared, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus is like a lamb who takes away sin. In Old Testament times, priests would sacrifice a lamb in the temple every day for the sins of the people. This was a way for sinful people to come clean before God by the vicarious offering of life, symbolized by blood. Some people believe that God's wrath against sinners can only be appeased by a sacrificial death. So the thinking goes, God sent Jesus to die as a sacrifice for sin, which then allows God to forgive us. But does God really demand blood in order to forgive? Didn't God also forgive people before Jesus was crucified simply out of generosity and mercy? Why then require such a violent act as the crucifixion? When John the Baptist called Jesus Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, he was redefining the role of the long-awaited Messiah. The Messiah was not going to be a warrior king who would come to destroy the enemy and save the people. The Messiah would be more like a lamb, a gentle person whose life would be taken from him. It's not that God demanded or required Jesus to die to pay a debt or to take a punishment for him, for us, so that we could be forgiven. It's just that people are sinful, and Jesus came to teach us a new way of life. In doing that, he shook things up, claiming that the last will be first and the first would be last, and the meek would inherit the earth. Jesus exposed people's hypocrisy and demonstrated the love of God and God's mercy and forgiveness, not just for the privileged few, but for all people. And for this, he was crucified, rejected, and killed in a perversion of justice. But God raised him up and sent him back with the same message of forgiveness and the same offer of love. Today, Joe read the beginning of the story of Jesus' life according to Mark. Jesus' baptism in the river Jordan, a quick version of his temptation in the wilderness, and his first proclamation, the main message of his ministry. And that is, the time is now. The kingdom of God is here. Turn your life around and believe the good news. And what is that good news we're supposed to believe? It has nothing to do with religious doctrines of blood sacrifice or atonement. The message is that God is here, and we have a chance to turn around. When God is here, even the timid and the meek, even those who are despised and rejected, and even sinners can rejoice, because when God is here, mercy and forgiveness, blessing and life abound. Now, we call Jesus the Lamb of God, but we also call him a shepherd. Psalm 100 says, "We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." And in the Gospel of John, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I came that they might have life and have it abundantly, and I lay down my life for the sheep." So even if your personality is more like a dragon or a rat than a sheep, we're all called to follow the good shepherd who leads us into life. Some people may have bad luck, but no one is destined for failure. All of us are precious children in God's sight. And in this new year of the sheep, may we follow the Lamb of God in the path of life, doing justice, loving kindness, and walking humbly with our God. Amen.